chat to Robert Murphy very shortly, the skipper of the Bulldogs, and find out what he thought about that performance. We'll find out when that's going to be. I think it might be now, in fact. I'm going to track him down. I've got Murph, who's going to be a big part of this future, building this future for the Western Bulldogs. Hey, Murph, 6-1 in the first quarter. This is a serious footy team you've got on your hands at the moment. Did you know that this was going to be happening this quickly?
Hoped is probably a better word. Look, I knew we had a good summer, and even in the last couple of years, you know, maybe I'm probably have been accused of being a cockeyed optimist before, but you know, you'd feel glimpses. We had a great summer, a lot of changes, obviously, but hoped. But it's been a good month.
What's driven the emotion and the energy in the group? Where's it come from? Clearly, a new direction obviously brings that at times, but a new coach does that. But you've got to be able to sustain that for four quarters against really good teams. You did that today. What's driving it?
It's got to be the captaincy, doesn't it?
I would think so.
You get asked that, and it's too hard. It's not one thing. It's not one thing. It's probably 50 things and 40 people. You know, it's people power, and you know, we've had a hard time, and I just think sometimes, you know, a group of players, and I had it, you know, happen 10 years ago where you have a couple of bad years and they get to a point where they're just sick of being kicked, and we've actually got some talent. I think we've got the group that can keep it going for a while longer yet. But it is still early. You know, it's been a great month. There's still 24 to go.
Kevin Bartlett, Rob, congratulations on your own fine game tonight.
Thanks,
Kevin. But Luke Beveridge, in that practice game against Collingwood, when you came out and you blitzed Collingwood, I remember talking on radio about how exciting it was, how somehow the Bulldogs players had this new style and the run and gun and running in numbers and having flair. How did he get that message across to you in such a short period of time, and you've carried that on into the season?
It's one of those things, Kevin. Luke's been able to bring in a lot of subtle changes, and some of that's really technical, and others is, you know, culturally or spiritually or whatever you want to call it. And I think, you know, from my point of view, I think he just lifted the horizon for guys, and you know, I think that Collingwood, you know, pre-season game was really important for the self-belief of a lot of our younger players, and you know, since that, we haven't really looked back.
Lin Jong, fantastic speed. Johannesson's so quick. Easton Wood quick across the half back line. So many players there today with genuine leg speed. I didn't realise the Bulldogs were so quick until I saw you today.
I didn't realise they were that quick. It hasn't been there for the last couple of years. But like you say, and I think, you know, one of those other things, the VFL Premiership last year, I think, in years to come, we'll be seen as a really important one for the footy club, because there's probably 8 or 9 guys out of that reserves premiership that are in the side now, and I think they got a, you know, self-belief is probably the term that probably sums it up best at the moment, that those guys have come in and, you know, and they got a bit of that confidence from playing good finals footy, and like I said before, you know, a group of guys, sometimes it just takes a bit of time, and then they're ready for it and they're up for the challenge.
Yeah, Bobby, well done, and I agree wholeheartedly. Terry Wallace upstairs, just with the fact that VFL grand final, yeah, if you win it with 26-year-olds, it maybe doesn't mean that much, but when you're winning it with 19-year-olds, I mean, you had 9 guys in your side today that were 21 years or under, you know, to be having that type of game, four-quarter effort with that much youth in the side is a brilliant effort.
It is, and that's given us depth, and it's probably given us that pace, you know. Jared Grant, who's, you know, had a bit of an interrupted sort of start to his career, but he's one of, you know, you throw him into that group as well, he's kind of reborn at the moment, and he's given us that leg speed, and, you know, Jongi really has had, I mean, he came in at the first day of pre-season and just ripped it apart, so it's I'm really happy for him that he's been able to do it in the home and away season, and the challenge for them and for, you know, for all of us, even us oldies, is to keep it going in the dog days.
Bobby, the biggest challenge that we saw today was the fact that you dominated them in the first half, yet in the last 2 minutes before half time they kicked 2 goals, which allows a story to be told in the other rooms about if we can get a couple of things right, you know, 5 goals the difference, we might be able to come back. We were really interested in how that next 15 minutes was going to play out. You guys come out and just smash them.
And you know what, player, that's probably the thing I'll take out of it the most was I was a bit the same as you. I was off the ground for those last 2 minutes, and I wasn't too happy, to be honest. You know, they get that couple and, you know, those momentum shifts that we know so well in AFL footy. You know, to come out in the third quarter, that first half was manic, really. There was, you know, boys were tired, even at half time, I'm sure the Crows were as well. But to come out in that third quarter, we probably played the best, yep, probably the best quarter of footy for the year. Having said that, the last quarter was probably just about our worst.
And just finally from me, Ace Cordy today had the first ruck job. Will Minchin went out of the side. Tough opponent, Sam Jacobs, has been very, very good. But he's so athletic, Robert, Ace Cordy. In the last quarter there, at 6'6", bends down, picks up the ball with one grab, just fires out a handball. Just wonder whether this young kid just needs the confidence and maybe the belief in his own ability. Because he's so athletic for someone who's so big. I think today's game will do a lot of good for Ace Cordy.
Yeah, I think you're right, Kevin. You know, Sam Jacobs, he's a star of a player, and it was always going to be a tough assignment. I thought, you know, Ace battled on and probably got better as the game went on. And, you know, like you say, for a big guy, he's pretty good on, you know, below his knees, Ace. And he's had a pretty wretched time of it in his start. But I think, you know, clearly that ruck spot, you know, there's a bit of pressure on, which is, you know, a good thing as well.
Robert, well played, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Robert Murphy, the Bulldog skipper, after a 57-point win.